AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Deposed Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is set to make his first appearance in an American courtroom to face narco-terrorism charges the Trump administration used to justify capturing him and bringing him to New York. At the United Nations, Undersecretary General Rosemary DiCarlo read a statement from Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
I am deeply concerned about the possible intensification, the instability in the country, the potential impact on the region, and the precedent it may set for how relations between and among states are conducted.
Maduro, along with his wife, son, and three others, are accused of working with drug cartels to facilitate the shipment of thousands of tons of cocaine into the U.S. They could face life in prison if convicted. Crude prices are higher, and oil company shares jumped after the U.S. raid on Venezuela. Stocks are higher in early trading. Minnesota Governor and former Democratic presidential nominee Tim Walz. In a statement, Walz says he cannot give a political campaign his all after what he described as an extraordinarily difficult year for Minnesota. He spoke last month about the Trump administration targeting his state with an immigration enforcement surge.
This is what happens when your own federal government wages war against you. This is what happens when they target communities for their own benefit. This is what happens when they scapegoat.
The administration has also started a fraud investigation into child care programs in Minnesota. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says he's issuing a letter of censure to Arizona Democratic Senator Mark Kelly over his participation in a video that called on troops to resist unlawful orders. Police in Switzerland say they've identified all 116 people injured in a fire that tore through a New Year's celebration at a crowded bar. 40 people were killed. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky replaced the head of the country's security service as part of a top-level reshuffle. This is AP News. Anne Frank's stepsister, an Auschwitz survivor and educator, Eva Schloss, died in London. She was 96.
Britain's King Charles III said he was privileged and proud to have known Schloss, who co-founded a charitable trust to help young people challenge prejudice. He says the horrors she endured as a young woman are impossible to comprehend, and yet she devoted the rest of her life to overcoming hatred and prejudice, promoting kindness, courage, understanding and resilience through her tireless work for the Anne Frank Trust UK. Born Eva Göringer in Vienna in 1929, Schloss fled with her family to Amsterdam. They were eventually betrayed, arrested and sent to the Auschwitz death camp. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The trial has started in Texas for an officer accused in a slow response to the deadly Uvalde school shooting in 2022. 19 students and two teachers were killed. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.